Mr. Pump. Eat.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics. Howdy there, patriots and obedient vassals. Welcome to your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics, the show that is not FDA approved, which means only one thing. It probably won't kill you, and you just might learn something. Welcome aboard, folks. Great to have you here. And it is my succinct pleasure, as always, to have you as my audience today. It's a real honor to be broadcasting here across Al Gore's internet. And welcome to the show. This week, I've got another little list of things to talk about. We'll be taking call-ins pretty much throughout the entire show this week. So please do get ready to get your calls in early. All right? No log jams at the end. I want to try to get everyone in. So if any of the topics strike your fancy, please do call. If you have something that you'd like to share that's not being covered, please do call. And that number to call is 512-248-8252. First I want to thank Richard Carey. Okay, he had invited me on to his Friday roundtable. Had a great time shooting the breeze and talking it up with some of the other programmers. For those who don't know, on Friday, Richard puts out, and he does a show himself, Beyond the Official Narrative. And on Fridays, he often does a roundtable with some of the programmers here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I was invited in. I want to thank him for that invite. Had a great time. Please do go back into the show archives and check that out. That was this Friday at noon. Check out the other programmers and share them around as well. And do hit that donation button. We're able to do this only because of you. All right, we are entirely listener-funded. All right, our listeners are also advertisers here, so do visit the advertisers. There's always specials. There was special book sales and raffles that are going on where if you donate, you're thrown into the kitty for a drawing for a book of the month, and it holds over, too. They throw your name back in for the following week, so the more you donate, the better your chances. That's the way that works. Anyways, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about things, and that thing's got to do with stuff. All right, I'm wondering if there's going to be, because it absolutely is a hot mess here in the United States, which we all know, economically, socially, our children under attack, our dollar is about to fail. It's in free fall right now. One of the things that is historical fact, like it or not, is that when our economies fail, we go to war. All right? Every single time that our economies or our currency fails, the globalists take us to war. So I guess one of my questions to you, not really rhetorical either, I'd love to hear what your opinion is, do you think we are going to break a record? Do you think that our economy is going to fail or our dollar is going to crash and we're not going to wind up going to war? Will there be a first in history here that's made? Because it in fact, will be a record. It will be a first time that a nation's economy collapsed and the globalists did not take us to war. Do you actually think that's going to happen? Or do you think we're going to follow suit? But it's coming. And they're preparing for it all around us. Look at everything the World Economic Forum's doing. The Federal Reserve is in a complete panic. The Federal Reserve chair is a miserable failure, does not understand the economy. So that's bound to get worse. And we were warned. Oh, we were warned. We were warned by our founders. You know, we often look back. You know, and when someone says the founders, we think of those days of antiquity where, you know, their lights came from lanterns made of to light their halls of justice, and they're, you know, that they're just somehow inferior in intellect. And you know, I even thought the same thing years ago. I said, man, we've so far advanced. The technologies, so what we know is so far advanced from them. You know, but really, like the macroeconomic stuff, really? Those theories of supply and demand and the forces behind that? Tyranny. What would tyranny look like back in 16, 17, 1800s versus 2023? Right? Tyranny. What would that look like, and would they recognize it? I say yes. Okay? And we were warned by them that the money changers, the banksters, we were to be very wary of them because they would impoverish an entire nation and suck all the wealth out of an entire country if given the opportunity to. And they did. Bank of America, the First Bank of America, the Second Bank of America. And finally, on it was during the holidays, during Christmas break, most of Congress was gone. And they had slipped in one midnight vote for the Federal Reserve. And, of course, it sounded nice. It sounded like federal. Well, it's not bankster-related. It's federal, right? And reserves. Ooh, boy, that sounds like we got extra money. Ooh, how cool is that? Well, come to find out, it was all about fractional reserve lending. Numerically impossible to pay back and service the debts that are generated. There's more debt out there than there is dollars right now. Banks lent out money they didn't have. It was a journal entry. And it did not pop into existence. Wealth did not pop into existence until you went to work. All right, did your 40 hours. And there's government. Oh, yes, indeed. If they're going to have a Federal Reserve, they're going to have a progressive taxing system along with it. I mean, that is one of the communist goals, after all. And they did. And here we are. We pay a insane amount of taxes to government and to corporations every single time we go out and spend on anything. Is not the way it's supposed to be. But here's my question, though. Are we going to sit here and quietly watch our dollar collapse? And it is. Don't believe a word of what you say about Bidenomics and how good the inflation numbers are. That's a bunch of crap. The unemployment numbers. Let me tell you something about inflation first and then about unemployment. Inflation does not include the numbers for food and for energy. It's like two of the things that you absolutely must have in your day-to-day life. Food for yourself and energy to keep your ass warm, to feed you, to cook your food, to move your vehicles. None of that is included in the inflation numbers. Now let's talk about the unemployment rate. When they go out and say, oh, well, we're now looking at a significant drop in unemployment. The unemployment numbers are looking fabulous over, you know, the last, just say through the Bidenista regime's time in there. Well, here's what happens. When people have their livelihoods demolished, say through COVID policy, wind up on the unemployment rolls, and there's a big surge of unemployment, people get unemployment for a fixed amount of time, and when that time is up, that's it. They don't get another check. They are no longer a statistic. So although you are actually unemployed, you are no longer counted as unemployed. So yes, over time, when government creates a spike in unemployment and the numbers go up, and then right after that period of time when the unemployment runs out, the unemployment rate dives back down again. And that's when government says, look at what I did. Unemployment is at record lows. When it's not, it's probably at record highs. You're just not a statistic anymore. So yeah, things aren't always what they seem. The inflation numbers, bunch of bunk. A complete bunch of bunk. You're not going to convince your average American. And this is where politicians and the very wealthy, you know, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, do not hop in their car, budget time out of their busy week to hop in their car, drive to the grocery store, and walk through, have a budget. You know, I've only got $150 to spend to feed myself or my family. You know, he never buys food. Half of your Congress critters don't just go out and go shopping. They're so damn wealthy, they hire people to do that. They don't see that. But you'll never convince an American who has to go out there and feed their family, has kids at home, and has to feed their family, and come back from the store to see a commercial on TV or to see an ad on Twitter saying that inflation rates are just wonderful. There's no problem. It's like our border. They tell us there's no problem at the border. There's no crisis there. Things are going as planned for them, you see. It depends on what context you ask your questions of these monsters. Oh, man, I don't know, folks. I don't know. 512-248-8252 is the call-in number. Sex trafficking rings. It appears that we may not have heard the end of Epstein's little client list. I mean, what a cold slap in the face that was. We finally caught a couple of them. And Ghislaine Maxwell had her day in court, was convicted. There is, in fact, a client list in our corrupt judicial system, having probably took a good gander at this list to see what characters are on it. Felt that it was in our best interest to withhold that. Yes, there were adults and politicians and celebrities and corporate executives and even common street dreck that were molesting your children, got caught. But we're, you know, for your own good, we're not going to tell you who they were. What do you think? All right, America, you're just not quite smart enough for information of that magnitude to be shared with you. All right, and here we are trying our damnedest to work, you know, to operate within the lines here, to play by the rules, to elect good people, public servants, people that are statesmen-like, and elect them into office to make change. We try. We do our best. And you know what? We find that that system is corrupted. Our elections, and one of the things on my list this week is a judge has overturned an election, a mayoral election in Connecticut. It was obvious, blatant voter fraud that took place. A rigged election caught red-handed. And a judge did overturn that. And they're going to have another election. But, you know, we know that it's such a struggle to get credibility in our election system, to get those corrupt politicians out, get some good ones in, when what, you know, we could do is have a look at that list. I mean, wouldn't that whittle down some of our effort, we the people, the effort we put in to keeping government righteous, which is pretty minuscule. If you've listened to my show before, I've definitely scolded your average American for their apathy, for their lack of vigilance. But for those who have tried, I suggest you push a little bit harder to bring to light, to the light of day, the Epstein client list. And now, and I told you, I'm going to keep bringing you news from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This one is at the international level. Right? We are kind of the belly of the beast. All right? The deep state is alive and well in the Boston area of Massachusetts. Right? Dr. Shiva has said this before. You know, he's been on the inside, and he'll tell you the same thing. The medical deep state, without a doubt, is alive and well in Massachusetts. But so are the perverts. So are the perverts. We have now got, let me see how many towns this was. I want to make sure I get this right. Yes, Cambridge, Dedham, and Watertown were three cities here in Massachusetts, along with Virginia, where a sting just arrested a number of people for trafficking, for sex trafficking. And this has connections over to the Asian market. And it looks like some of these names are going to start coming out, but we have got to push for it. Every single one of us has got to demand, because some of the monsters, think about this, it's a natural fit. If you're a corrupt politician, if law... white-collared. Yep. Yeah, I'm hearing you now. I spoke about that. Okay. All right, so, yeah, what are we going to wail at the branches of tyranny and try and get a righteous election to get out a politician who actually should be in jail for molesting children? All right, let's whittle down our list of corrupt politicians that we have to get out. All right, because they're a criminal element. If they're corrupt as politicians, don't think they're righteous and follow the law. Children too. We know that. We were told that there are politicians on these lists, and a judge withholds it from you. Right now, a whole new one busting loose here in Massachusetts, connected to Virginia, connected to the Asian sex trafficking. We want all their names. Every last one of them. Okay, let's not leave one name out. I want to know who they are, because these politicians have a much, much bigger problem than getting elected again. They really do. We have got to start focusing and bringing pressure to bear every place that we can, because these people, I've said this before, they make mistakes. When you put them under pressure, the criminal element that they are, these dirty rat bastards will begin throwing each other under the bus. They will. That's just their nature. That's how they got where they are, through elusive tactics. It wasn't through righteous hard work. So it's all very delicate. It seems ominous, but trust me, this is not the time for us, for we the people, to be defeatist, to give up. Yeah, this is the fight that we were looking for. It's not just, you know, hailfire and bullets. The fight is sometimes intellectual and political, but bring pressure to bear everywhere that you can. Right, because they will rat each other out. Don't let them cover this up. It's coming. They've done it. We saw it with the Epstein trial. That judge should be impeached right out of office. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Red Pill Politics. You're listening to your public broadcasting network. Be right back in a few minutes. Stay with us.
Good man. shake your pelvis.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I, who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor.
And welcome back, it's Red Pill Pop. Public Broadcasting Network. Please do have their website saved in your favorites, republicbroadcasting.org. There is programming 7 days a week there for your to feed your brain. All right, check them out, share them around. You can share links. You can download them on your thumb drive, play them on your MP3 players, whatever you want to do. Get the word out, share the programs, and hit that donation button as well, as we are completely listener-funded. And if you'd like to participate even more, if you really want to get involved in the show, there's two ways you can do that. There are volunteers from the station that are manning a chat room at redpillpolitics.chattango.com, and you can also go and subscribe to my Rumble channel, which I would absolutely love for you to do. All right, hit that thumbs up, get subscribed to the notifications, and join the live stream. I throw a live stream out every week, every broadcast, and you too can jump right into text chat, fire off some questions and links. We want these things to travel as a resource together, so do get involved. So yeah, one of my questions is, I guess this week, is, you know, are we heading for global unrest? Global unrest. It, you know, the United States isn't the only one suffering, although we are a critical hinge pin here, you see, because if we fail, if the United States fails, we're in a lot of trouble. Other nations of the world are looking towards us as, I guess, the last bastion of freedom. You know, if it's going to survive and exist anywhere, it'll be here. And if it falls here, if the American people are disarmed, for example, it is over. All right, but what do you think as far as unrest? Are we heading for global unrest? Is there going to be a point where the United States is weak, distracted, in some sort of a collapse where we are vulnerable and other nations that are not suffering, that are they're going to act as opportunists and attack us, whether it's a digital cyber attack? I mean, we know now that literally armies have flooded over our southern border and are setting up encampments all throughout our nation, just waiting for orders. Okay, so how is it going to go down? Is it going to be global unrest where all the nations of the world begin to suffer, that the people of the nations of the world take to the streets and demand change in their government? What's going to happen? I don't know. Let's hop right to the calls. We got one caller's already in there. Lauren from Ohio. Hey. How are you, Lauren? You're on the air.
Oh, great. How are you?
I'm good. Love the topic.
And I was going to say, for people, donate, please. This is one of the only really good radio networks where you can actually call in and talk to the host. I mean, I listen to a lot of shortwave radio and this kind of radio, and most of them, you can't call in and talk. If you do, you sit on hold an hour, 2 hours, and a lot of them, you know, just don't even take calls. Mm-hmm. So this is a platform so that we can communicate with each other. It's really important. And even if you just pick a couple shows, you know, there's some people don't want to hear from me. I get it. But there's so much good stuff that I love, and I'm willing to spend some money to support and to keep that on the air. This is our link to be able to communicate. So, say again, I'm sorry.
We don't have to agree with everything that I say. If you've got some information to add to the discussion, let's do it and do it civilly.
Right.
Because seeing in the street is not a civil dialogue at all.
That's right. So that's why it's so key. But anyway, I agree with you. I'm just calling to kind of throw my main sentiment is, if we remembered who and what we were, we wouldn't be in this mess. Why do we give a damn what the government's doing? I don't vote. I don't need to vote. I vote with my feet every day. I raise my own children. I educate them. I grow my food. I work my ministry. I build my world. And so in my mind, I see rope. I see us grabbing the rope. I see prosecutions of Mayorkas and Fauci and Obama. And I see prosecutions of the people who are doing this evil. When the people expose and overturn, the Bible doesn't say go fight with anybody or protest. It says expose and overturn. And when the people see what they've done, you won't need any help. The right thing will be done.
Is it conspiracy? Do shadow hands run tomorrow? The edges speak of a lie, shrouded in secrets and mysteries. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top, counting all the gold they have robbed common men. They put their puppets into place, then pull the strings. Simple whisper, slide of
the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Run with that. Hopefully I've got some hardware issues starting to develop on my end, but that's live radio for you. We're going to press forward as long as we can. We've got a caller on the line, Lauren from Ohio. Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, I wasn't sure if you had me or not, and I'll just wrap this up. Unless you have other callers, but the main thing is we are the free kings. We sit as kings until we contract through the 14th Amendment to be less than the king that we are. Kings don't protest, and they don't ask permission. You're not going to vote your way out of the slavery that you've contracted by your own free will into. So, and people say, oh, well, these contracts, I haven't broken any the contract or whatever. It's all nonsense. God made the men. The men made a club. The club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. There is no authority of a man to rule my children or how they're educated, or I don't ask permission. I just do as I damn well please.
You said rule. And how would you, what would you say to people that would say that, you know, voting and being civically active in electing public servants, choosing your public servants, because government are not our rulers. They like to call themselves rulers and leaders, but they are servants. That's your way of hiring a servant to do what you need them to do.
Okay, but wait, that's not the purpose of the servant. If you look at the Constitution, the duty is to uphold and defend the document. That's the only duty, to protect against insurrection and invasion. It's not to give you free stuff or tell you whether or not. I'm in Ohio. They just voted to kill babies. They made a constitutional. And the thing is, you know, they've rigged these elections. They've got the machines. You don't know who's doing what. But we all know what's right and what's wrong. And so if we can just obey the Ten Commandments and cut off the first four if you don't like them. But can we not murder each other? Can we not steal from each other and bear false witness and covet each other's goods? Because those principles are what they're taking from us. And they want to make us so desperate and dependent that we're willing to rob our neighbor. We're willing to kill the enemy because we're just pissed. Because we're just, we just don't have any power at all. But the thing is, we have all the power. That war is, will I obey God this day? Will I do that which is constructive this day? And that's a choice. Each one of us, that's where the war is going to be won, on the ground with what we're doing. Find your Amish local neighbors that do beef. You've got Wild Pastures advertising on this station. Let's build up our own networks of what we need and cut off the boycott. You know, instead of, also don't use their products, but then use products from people. Go to the Republic sales and buy from them. John Moore and the he works with Jay McCanney and the filters and you've got all kind of wonderful products that are being advertised here. We have to start educating ourselves and networking and building, and we project what we see. I see these criminals hanging. I say reuse the rope. Don't waste the bullet.
I agree with you, but to take our hands off the wheel and say that, you know, to disengage with them is what we got the government we deserved.
Well, but are your hands really on the wheel when you have 2,000 mules? They stole the election from a landslide president. Are you kidding? Trump could say, I'm coming to town, and 40,000 people would be in the parking lot in 3 hours. Biden could say he was coming, and there's 10 people in the gym. So we know that the election was stolen. So all this go vote, go vote. It doesn't really matter if you don't count the vote. It doesn't really matter if they're violating. I don't care who votes. It's like somebody telling me, well, you're black, you know, you need to be in the field picking the cotton. We voted. I don't care what you voted. There's right and wrong. We as people don't understand right and wrong anymore. What our responsibilities are every day, not voting every other year, not the appearance of good government, but actual good government. And that starts with the government of man running his own life. Where are your children every day? You know, what are you eating? What are you putting in your mouth? What are you allowing to pass through the ear and the eye gate? You know, what are you?
Nullify bad law. That is a part of this. Every revolution started with a group of people saying no.
And amen.
That's where we are now. But would you agree that, because the whole thing is completely different from what our founders set out for us. We were supposed to have a well-regulated militia. The only place in the Second Amendment the word necessary is used, and it's not with respect to guns, it's to the militia. And if think about this, because I've had several discussions, I've had interviewed, what's his name, big constitutional expert, a lawyer. His name will come to me in a minute. And he schools me when we do our pre-interview discussion. In one of those, I said, paint me a vision, a mental image of what the militia would look like today. And this was during the beginning of COVID. And he said, the militia is everywhere. The militia is everyone. You know, when they're saying that they need respirators, why is it that the militia didn't take the old respirators? All these hospitals got new equipment. Where does the old equipment go? If things were functioning, the militia would be the staffer in your senator's office. And if something awry, we the people would know immediately. So,
okay, here's the trick, though. It's like being on the Titanic and having a really organized system rearranging those deck chairs. Why are we waiting downstream for the consequences of their evil behavior? Why are we not wise enough up front? I see the COVID shot. I started talking about it in January of 2020, that they were going to do it. What was in the weapon that they built? And don't take it. It's 3 years later, and people are still taking those shots. Now, it's only 2.5-3%, because people have wised up and seen enough deaths, and the consequences have affected them such that they have to pay attention to the truth. But in the end, paying attention to the truth is the only thing that's going to save us. That two-edged sword of truth that separates sinew from bone, that's what's going to save us. So when you understand, the government are maids and butlers. They're not your bosses. You don't have any reason to be, you don't need to obey them. I don't care if you're wearing a judge uniform or a police uniform or a cop uniform. You're just a man. You didn't put me on this planet. You don't. My mother and father don't rule me after 20 years old. So this whole notion that somehow or another we must all come together and coalesce. The whole thing about America was we were a land of free kings. Everybody went and did what they wanted. There was no rulership of men over us, not for the good of the group, not for any reason. We didn't steal and extract the fruit of one man's labor to hand it over to another. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and now they're handing it off to Ukraine and Israel. Well, why are you still giving them your money?
Why are we still buying this lie? Corporate system right now. Everyone, the individuals are corporations. Municipalities are corporations. States are the nation is incorporated. They trade prison beds on the open market. We have the largest private prison population in the friggin' planet. We have gone awry of where we should be. My final question, I do have another caller on the line, but do you believe that government, through its selective enforcement of these laws and the new Soviet that they built around them, do you think they are creating a vigilante society? And is it intentional?
They absolutely are. They absolutely are. That's the whole point. They want to get you so mad and so, flustered that you just want to, you're going to have no food, no water, no place to go. All these brown people moved in around you. They're getting the food. They're going to have the jobs as your judges and police, just like they did in England to Tommy Robinson. So my point is, no, let's point our fingers at these sons of bitches. Let's get on the sheriffs, the prosecutors. Let's shame them, expose and overturn. Stop obeying them. Stop giving them your money and stop giving them access to your children. And you wouldn't be in the mess you're in. Your daughter wouldn't be getting raped in the bathroom and your husband in jail because he went to the school board meeting and then the attorney general said he was a terrorist. Us participating in this lie is the problem.
Sheriffs. We need constitutional sheriffs. That'd be a good swift kick in the pants for them.
Constitutional Americans. Constitutional Americans. Just remember, we're the kings. We're the bosses. They're maids and butlers. Right. Let's make them follow the rules.
Right. I totally agree. Lauren from Ohio, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And she's absolutely right, folks. You know, we have consented our way right into a lot of this, and the roles have been reversed. We have servants now telling us that they are our leaders and rulers. Okay, they rule over you. They're telling you now and trying to codify it, taking little votes, publishing their little votes, telling their little political whore friends and the prostitutes what their decision is. And their decision is that it is now illegal for you to question them. Okay, that's where we're at. It's illegal to question them. That is what is being proposed before us in states across the nation. So the roles have been reversed. The master-slave relationship is right on its head. These are not public servants. There's not a statesman. The closest one to a statesman in years has been Ron Paul. And we're in a boatload of trouble. We've got one more caller on the line. Kevin from Georgia, you're on the air.
Morning, Dave. I appreciate all our BN shows. You know, every time I call in, granted, sometimes they don't answer the phone because they got so much stuff going on, but they're so nice to me, and it's true. Within 3 minutes max, I'm talking to someone worldwide on the air when I call in, and that's just, it's phenomenal, and it's a sight to purchase and a sight to behold, so thank you.
Yeah, we're all in this together, and if we had more platforms for your average American to get together, share information and talk these things out. I do still have faith in the collective wisdom of your average American who has that spark still in them, that they have a sense of pride for their nation. I don't mean pride in a prideful, sinful way. I mean pride in your nation, what they're capable of doing to be that shining star. They have the capability of it. Right now, you'd never know it. There's a little lackluster on that shiny diamond.
I do, too. As a matter of fact, I don't even carry a cell phone with me, except when once in a great while, because I believe there's plenty of good people in the world to deal with it. Now, my thought on life is it has to do with missile lock. And basically, it's you lock into a topic that you want to know about, and you go deep enough into it, and you acquire it like a missile lock does, acquiring. And, you know, that's what this AI does. They acquire you, and they entrain you, and they gather all your data. And the biggest thing is they gather your habits. And if you do the same habits all the time, therefore they can use their algorithms and things like that to find out what you're going to do, and they know your MO of what you're going to do every day and all the time. But if you can stay one step ahead of that, like the art of war, you don't attack your enemy until you're in the better position. And I did 700,000 fighting Fairfax County, Virginia, and the way I did it was they held information from me in the circuit courts. So we went our case into a 1983 federal rights lawsuit, and we did federal. And when you do federal, all the judges, everybody has to know. There's no blacked out marks redacted anywhere. Everybody knows everything, and they hated that. But if you know all the information about your enemy and you have nothing to hide, you'll win. And I was just wondering what you thought about that.
You know, I do think there are still there's still some legitimacy in the court systems, but you are right. You've got to know the court procedure. You got to know what you're doing and know your enemy, as you pointed out. So I would agree with you. A lot of people that have tried to push cases forward did it, and they were greenhorns. They weren't really prepared. And didn't always prevail. But every now and again, you get someone that does, who stands on their rights, who doesn't sign their rights away, and is able to go into a court and actually get justice. But it's a minefield. It really is. And there also is a difference not only between like district and federal level cases, as you pointed out, but whether you come at it from the posture of an offensive or a defensive.
I had a shrink that actually put their shrink out of business. He was the best in the nation, and I had to fire attorneys, and I had $7,000 just in copying and paperwork. So it was enormous. I took 60 parenting classes and had my own daycare center. It all happened because the wife was in bed before I knew her with the system. And she thought the system was her friend more than her husband. So you live and learn in life. But I've been blessed with long life, and evidently I look much younger than I am. But people need to wise up what the enemy is. And sometimes the enemy can be the TV set or the garbage that you hear around the clock on the media. So you count your blessings and you watch your steps.
Yeah. You know, I think those that are the best off as far as their mental or their emotional status, the ones that have the most peace in their heart, really are the ones that are out in the countryside and have unplugged to all that stuff, where life's hurdles are no greater than those that you'd see around the farm or around the house. And the moment you plug into all that stuff, and I feel it, it's heavy on your heart. You can't go out and read the news and see what's going on in the world. Look at people who look you back in the eye, look into the camera, into America's eye, and tell a bald-faced lie. It does stress you out. I feel it. I feel it. And the few times that I'm able to just unplug momentarily and think about just my own mental health for a little while, just to get a little peace back in my heart, you know, I can feel it as it drains away. And I can feel it as it builds back up again. But, you know, I think what keeps some of us going is, you know, we've had enough time to really think about this. We pulled in information from all sources and are at peace in our heart that things are as bad as they are. And giving up is not an option. That sense of giving up is really what brought us here. So you mentioned AI earlier. And it was something that came up in the roundtable discussion last Friday. And I want to run something by you since I got you on the line here. AI is here. We're now facing it in real time. We knew it was coming for decades, but now it's here. And people are rightfully worried that as AI develops and becomes sentient, develops a will of survival to stay, you know, self-preservation, to feed itself, some of those natural inherent energies. What do you think is going to be the final outcome? I look at some of the worst elements of the world, you know, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, who really do have evil rooted in their heart. And they promote AI because they think it's a mechanism of control, in which, you know, it very well is and could be. But if AI develops, becomes sentient, and evaluates every last human being on this planet, and it has to make a decision in order for it to survive, it needs to get away, do away with those that are destructive, that are parasitic on the planet. And I think that if you take, you know, the yous and the me's of the world, Kevin, and say, are these people going to start a thermonuclear war? Or is it the Klaus Schwabs of the world? What do you think AI is going to do? I mean, if they decide to do away with parasitic humans on this planet, I don't think we're going to be the A-list.
I think I'm John Connor and I'm looking for Sarah Connor. Just kidding. But if you know what I mean. But no. I heard the guy that just passed on about a year ago, Dr. Bill Deagle. He was he knew stuff because he took care of people in all branches of the service, both on world and off world, if you know what I mean. And he was saying that they're basically making memes of all of us, and they're gathering all the information, and we're just going to be a meme in a computer. So the more information they can get about us, they know more about the meme knows more about us than we know about ourselves sometimes. So it's just a matter of one thing that we need to rely on more than anything else is that we have a body, soul, and spirit, and the Lord give us, and the Lord take it. And we need to have that little thing in the center of our brain, the pineal, that they try and crystallize with the water we take, the fluoride in it. But the more that we're in touch, we want to keep in touch with our Creator and our Savior. They can't. These people, they don't know the end like we know the end, because we know we went, and we don't die like. Some religions do, and get our 99 virgins. We die, and we die for other people as well as for him, because we know that there's always something better. And if you're ever in the service, you raise your hand. You're there because of mom, apple pie, and Old Glory. So, I mean, you got to have your priorities set in life, And you got to realize that there's more to life than just yourself and the everyday things. But some things we can't change. But if you realize what they're doing and that eventually it won't work and that we will win. And he gives us at times victories, like in the death camps and stuff like that. Sometimes some of them live, some of them didn't. But that's the way I see life, is that we with this AI, that we need to realize that it's not all powerful, and that there are ways around it, and what they're doing is just temporal, and that the way you can outdo it is like if for me, I was being stalked one time, and they were coming after me, and I didn't look back. I just had that sixth sense, and I went straight up a hill instead of making a left and following the path. And as I almost brushed the top of the hill, they said, "Should I go after him?" And someone behind him said, "No, let him go." In other words, I had the upper hand physically because I was above them and as far as going into battle. And if someone tries to do missile lock on you and they want to attack you, there's two things you have. If you're walking, one is distance away from them, and the other is moving. It's harder to hit a moving target. So you need to realize where you're coming from, where you're at, and where you're going, and what's around you, and what's going on. So there you go.
It's sad that we're in a day and age where, you know, and you're right, you do have to have your head on a swivel nowadays, because attacks from random people happen daily in cities all over the place. But it was never like that before, but we're there now. You just can't trust going out in public. Is we got so many radicalized youth that have been graduated one after another, that, yeah, that's just the day that we live in now. We do need simpler times, and maybe this is God's way of letting us, letting our greed, letting our pride, and letting all those things get carried away to the point that there's a real actual collapse. And we're going to be forced to start thinking about those that live around us, tightening up the relationship of your family, tightening up the relationship with your community and your neighbors, and unplugging. The only way to avoid AI is to really almost live an Amish life, where you don't have TVs and phones and electric hair dryers and things like that. You're back to a little house on the prairie. But maybe that's what's needed to teach us a lesson. You know, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And that's
well, you know, if we have a solar flare, if it takes out our satellites on our electronics, their system is dead.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword for them too. They have enormous control and potential when it's up and running. But we all know, we've all seen the blue screens before. That can go down. And when they lose that, they have nothing but the physical barriers between we, the people, and the few of them. People are getting angry. They're going
to
let it go down. Maybe that's when people will come out in the street, meet each other, and realize we have a common enemy.
I love you all. I'm going to let you go, and take care, and God bless you.
All right, thanks for the call. It was Kevin from Georgia. So we got stuff to think about here with respect to AI. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Share us around. Stay with us. We'll be right back for hour number two.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.